Made up my mind up, so muss es richtig heißen. Michael Cronin ist bei uns zu Besuch. Der Mann kommt aus Kalifornien, genauer aus Laguna Beach, da ist er geboren, wohnt aber zurzeit in Los Angeles. Herzlich willkommen, Herr Cronin. Welcome to Flux FM.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course, it's a pleasure for us. You've been traveling around Europe for quite some time now and you're introducing your new album to the world, to the important audiences over here.
Yeah.
Where did you start your tour?
We started in Barcelona at the Primavera Festival.
Oh, that's a nice start.
Yeah, it's a great start.
Yeah. And when will it end, this
A few days. Yeah, mm-hmm. We have two more shows after Berlin.
Yeah.
And then we fly home for a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back to L.A.
Back to L.A.
Dritte Platte ist jetzt gerade fertig. Heute, wie gesagt, ist er im Lido. Da wollen wir euch auch natürlich auf die Gästeliste schreiben. Dieser Mann gehört so ein bisschen in die Kategorie Multi-Instrumentalist. So you are, I will say it in German. Maybe you will understand. You are a Multi-Instrumentalist.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
English, yeah. Huh?
And you are, am I right?
Yeah, I play a little bit of a lot of things.
A little bit of a lot of, that sounds good.
A little bit of a lot of things.
A little bit of a lot of in your own studio in LA.
Yeah, I recorded this record in the last two actually in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was living there at the time. I just moved down to LA.
Yeah.
So maybe my next one will be in LA.
So the record or even the song that we heard right now was produced on your own by yourself? Everything was recorded?
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I played all the instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Eric Bauer recorded them.
Okay, but you played every instrument your own.
On that song, yeah.
Were you inspired by, I have to say it, Lenny Kravitz? No, not at all.
Well, he's great, yeah.
I like him.
Yeah.
And, when I say it in our musical section here, they give me, you know, bruises. But I like him. And he records everything himself.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know?
No.
Okay. So how does it work to do everything on your own, not getting any help or having no one to talk to, like, how do you like this, how do you like that, just only Michael?
I do like the control of it, just translating the music in my brain
mm-hmm.
directly without having to teach anybody. But there's pros and cons, and there's some other people who do play on the record here and there,
mm-hmm.
like a couple of drum tracks and then... The string quartet and horn players mm-hmm. and things.
Is that the first time that you had a string quartet or horn players?
Yeah, a proper quartet. I had a little bit of strings on the previous record,
mm-hmm.
but just one person overdubbing.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was great. It was great working with them.
And when you work alone or when you start working alone, with which layer or with which instruments do you start naturally?
Usually a guitar, like an acoustic guitar or maybe a piano.
Mm-hmm.
And then just layer and layer and layer.
Mm.
It's always just me in my room with one instrument mm-hmm. and the melody. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds great. And this is more or less a concept album. Can we say that?
Yeah, the last half of it, the B-side,
mm-hmm.
it's linear. It has a through plot line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The plot line is about what?
It's about a time in my life. About 10 years ago
mm-hmm.
when I was, having a hard time, but figuring things out. And kind of a formative period or coming of age, my own little coming of age story, yeah. I guess.
How old are you now, if I may ask?
29.
Also vor gut 10 Jahren, als er 19 war, sagt er selber, hat er eine ziemlich harte Zeit durchgemacht. Das war alles nicht so angenehm. Und er erzählt von dieser Zeit, wie es damals war und zu was er jetzt geworden ist. Also die zweite Hälfte der Platte ist sozusagen ein Konzeptalbum. Da hangelt es sich sozusagen an diesem Thema lang. Und wir können in sein Leben so ein bisschen reingucken. Deswegen natürlich auch eine personal album. The most personal album you've made so far?
Yeah, the most directly personal, mm-hmm. for sure.
Dann hören wir uns jetzt einen weiteren Song an von Michael Cronin heute Abend im Lido. Das Stück heißt Say. Can you tell us a little bit about Say?
Say is, it's a fun one to play live, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song about just getting frustrated about the state of things in the world and just wanting to run away into the hills. And yeah, just wanting, you know, just trying to escape from the some terrible things going on.
Okay. Michael Cronin bei Flux FM. Musik aus Kalifornien heute Abend im Lido für euch. Michael ist unterwegs durch Europa und stellt seine aktuelle Platte vor. Er kommt ja eigentlich aus Laguna Beach. I don't know much about Laguna Beach, but now I have the expert here who can tell me all about it.
It's a nice small town in Orange County, just about an hour south from Los Angeles. It's right on the beach. It's got a lot of tourists, you know, coming for the beach, and I don't know, it's a kind of a nice quiet town.
Yeah. Are you a surfer or skater guy, or?
I was more so. I'm trying to surf again. Okay. Nowadays, now that I moved back to Southern California.
Yeah.
It's fun, yeah.
What is the latest trend in LA that we probably haven't heard of here in Berlin?
Oh,
something
I don't know.
To eat, maybe, something to wear, something to listen to.
I mean, there's always good food there. Good Mexican food is always good, but it's been good forever. I don't know. I'm not too hip on all the trends. I'm not a very hip guy.
Okay, but you like Mexican food. That we know now. Sehr gut. Heute Abend wird Michael Cronin für euch aufspielen im Lido, wenn ihr sagt, den will ich mir anhören. Und zwar mit Band, denn er hat ja eben selber zugegeben, er ist Multi-Instrumentalist und macht alles alleine. Aber wenn er auf der Bühne steht, dann muss er das natürlich mit mehreren zusammen machen. So you got your band with you tonight?
Yes.
You, of course, have written the songs. You recorded with a producer, with a friend, and then you told other friends, musicians, come on, let's go on tour. We're going to play in Berlin.
Let's jump on the plane. Come over. Yeah. Yeah, they're great. It's a pretty new band. This is maybe our second short little tour just since this record came out. And it's a great band. There's five of us, a keyboard and two guitars, bass and drums. And yeah, they've been sounding really good.
What will you be doing on stage then?
I'll be playing guitar and singing.
Okay. And if someone gets sick, you can do it as well. Like the drums, sit on the drums, play guitar as well.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. I don't know. No, they've all been solid though. They're troopers.
Sehr gut. Also heute Abend Michael Cronin mit Band im Lido 030 2000 9000 030 2000 9000. Jetzt anrufen. Wir schreiben euch auf die Gästeliste und Sophie geht ran und macht das gerne für euch. Klar, wir hören ein weiteres Stück von Michael. Es heißt Turnaround and we want to know all the dirty details about Turnaround.
Turnaround's the first song on the record. It was maybe the most fun one for me to write. It has like a lot of string quartet parts, so it was kind of new for me writing those parts, and it's a fun one. It might be my favorite one on the record.
Siehst du, also vielleicht sogar ein großer Favorit. Er sagt, ihm hat es sehr gut gefallen. Da ist nämlich zum ersten Mal auch so ein richtiges Streichquartett dabei, wo er auch dann die Noten für geschrieben hat. Das war eine ganz schöne Herausforderung. Und vielleicht ist sein Favorit ja auch eurer. Turnaround, Michael Cronin, heute Abend im Lido. Thank you very much. Dankeschön.
Oh, thank you very much.
Have fun tonight.
Thank you. Yeah, I will.
Enjoy Berlin and the rest of the tour. And then
definitely.
Greetings back to LA.